T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So this is Fish. I have played this many a time coming back. I'm sure you might recognize it.
Yeah, kinda.
I play it a lot on Fridays heading into Beat the Hammer because it's "Won't You Step Into the Freezer" is the lyrics. I'm always talking about the soundproof freezer. It's my own little nod to the soundproof freezer. But anyway, yeah. Shout out to Fish.
I actually kind of like this.
It's shocking.
It's actually pretty good.
Thank you. Look at that.
I've never been exposed to Fish.
But there you go.
So there you go.
Check them out. They're great. There's a reason people love them. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. And follow them around and all that. All right. Final segment for us on the morning show. Time's yours coming up in about 10 minutes. We want to get some calls, as many calls as we can before we get out of here as well. One quick shout out and then back to the phones. Shout out to Matt Strom. Matt Strom, for those who missed it over the weekend, signs a 1-year extension to his deal. So he would have been signed a 2-year deal prior to last year. 2 years, $15 million, $7.5 million each year. So this would have been going into his last year before free agency. And he's like, nope, I don't want that. Another year just added on for the exact same price. Like, no, just give me another year at $7.5 million. His thought process behind it, if you didn't like Matt Strom already, you know, I think you'll be in on the guy. Here's what Strom said.
Congratulations, man. This is a big day for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Just talk about your, how this came together and how excited you are about it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be here and it's makes it a lot easier throughout the year when you know where you're going to be next year. So it was nice to get it done before the season started. And like I said, my family and I love it here in Philly and don't want to go anywhere else.
What makes it the right spot for you and your family? Why do you like it?
I just think Philly fits my personality. The city of brotherly love. I mean, I know when I'm doing bad, so I expect you to tell me when I'm doing bad. Also, it's just, I mean, this clubhouse is something I've never experienced. And it's something special, so to even risk losing it just seems kind of idiotic to me. And, it's the place I want to win, so it makes it fun. And like I said, I just fit in Philly.
What an answer, dude.
That's unbelievable.
Like, right? I already liked the guy, but like
that's a Hall of Fame answer.
That's a Hall of Fame answer.
This clubhouse is something I've never experienced before. We knew that Matt Strom was like tough-minded. We knew he always wanted the ball. He was going to go out there and just pitch no matter what, come hell or high
water. Came in as a reliever and ended up being like a starter for the first month of the season for them
starts.
Out of nowhere.
Ten
like, it was like,
starts.
Sure, I'll do that, guys. No problem.
This guy did anything that was asked, and he did it above and beyond. He did it better than we ever
He's
expected.
Been great.
Yeah. Awesome.
I love
awesome
the criticism about the criticism. I know when I'm doing bad.
Well, that was my favorite line too. It's true. Like, he's like, I know when I'm doing bad. You should tell me. Like, yeah, that makes sense. What a logical thing to say. And then he's been really good. Like, it's also a thing where if he just was as good as he was last year, this year he would have made more than $7.5 million on the open market and a multiple year deal. So just good stuff from Stromy there. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to some calls before we get out of here. Let's go to Marlton and talk to Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hello, team. How are you this morning?
Doing well, Rick.
Good. Listen, I wanted to talk a little bit about Jordan Montgomery. I know he's over that 30 age, and his win-loss record is not great, although he pitched well enough to win a World Series last year.
Yeah, and it was an important part of that team.
What's that?
And was an important part of that Rangers team.
Yeah, he was. He was. But it looks like, from his history, he's a bit of a hired gun.
I just wouldn't worry too much. Well, he's not that much of a hired gun. He was in St. Louis. I wouldn't, and then to Texas. But I wouldn't worry, and the Yankees prior to that. So I guess it's been like three in succession quickly. But was mostly a Yankee and then went to St. Louis and then got traded to Texas for the stretch run. But he is someone who, to your point, I wouldn't overrate win-loss for a pitcher. There are so many factors that go into whether you get a win or a loss. Obviously, how your team plays around you. They don't pitch deep into games anymore. How many innings you get. There's so many factors that, like, looking at a win-loss record isn't the best way to judge how good a pitcher is anymore. But look, I don't think Montgomery is perfect or anything like that. I don't think he's an ace or anything. I just think he's a significant upgrade over Taijuan Walker or injured Taijuan Walker.
Oh, without a doubt. And well, let me ask you something. Would you plug him into the three or the four?
So I think that, like, that only matters in October. I mean, until then, it doesn't really matter that much. It's you know, just to start the season, and then they're going to pitch when they pitch and when they're on and all that, and it'll get messed up by rainouts and by injuries and all that. So I don't think of it, you know, strongly like that, but I think he'd be the three. Like, he would be a step above Ranger based on what he's done. But look, yeah, I trust Ranger a lot, so it wouldn't be a slight on Ranger.
Right. All right. Well,
who or what doesn't get enough respect?
Radio producers.
Oh, Rick, you are playing at my. We're talking
about
a great call.
You got two of them here today.
Look,
actually, three. I was one back in the day.
Well, the funniest part is that I'm like smiling and I'm like, great stuff. Joe Wechter's sitting there like, horrible answer. Why would you give me?
Yeah, really? What's going on with that?
Yeah,
I'm not respected enough.
No, it was a good answer. You know, I will. He is
I don't
correct.
Know, Joe. Do you want an answer to that? No,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, he's right.
Maybe
he is right. We do not get enough respect ever. He is damn right about that. But, you know, a little pandery of an answer.
No, we're okay with that.
Yeah, we're all right with it. Let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Hi. Good morning. First of all, I wanted to say a comment and a question. You know, before I hit the main topic. Want to comment, you guys have done a tremendous job, you know, overlapping from the original morning show and Clearia too. So give you guys a lot
Joe.
Of credit for that.
Thanks.
Thank
really
you.
A huge, huge shoes to fill, literally and figuratively, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, 13 and a half.
And question is, I can't attend next Wednesday. I have a daughter who's special needs. So I mentioned to my son-in-law and our grandson, they go to take my place. Any issue with that?
No, of course not. Joe, whatever you want, they're your tickets. Whatever you want to do with them, and I'm sorry we won't be able to make it. I understand that could be, you know, there's a lot of work involved and all that. But whatever you want, they are your tickets. You want them fair and square, whatever you want to do with them, Joe.
Thank you. I want to go so bad, but it gets just too many things on my lap.
I understand it, man. We'll definitely find a chance to get you to one down the road.
Thank you.
Sure.
The Phillies topic, I believe in small ball and pitching and stealing bases win games, especially in the playoffs. Now, this year, again, probably the same scenario where it's home runs or strikeouts. Would you agree with that?
I think baseball has shifted a lot more to the home run, strikeout variety, and just home runs winning games in general. Mm-hmm. But I do think that when October happens and it does get colder, it naturally matters more. I mean, pitching and defense and all that stuff does it increases in importance when the playoffs start. That's a historic thing, and it might be changing slightly, but it'll never change completely.
Okay, good point.
You got a answer just for fun then?
I think the one gentleman mentioned about the veterans, I did say the men and women on the armed services, past and present. Is it the same answer or no?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same answer. I mean, same idea.
Can I have a second one then?
Sure.
Can I have a second one?
Sure.
How about the men and women in blue, our police?
Sure. That's a good answer, Joe. And obviously, Joe can't come, but it's a very good answer. All right, time's here. It's coming up in a couple minutes. First, let's go to Upper Darby and talk to Bam. Bam! Bam! There you are. What up, Bam?
Ooh,
got a bad sound.
We got robot Bam going. Bam, why don't you get to a better spot? We'll go to our buddy Mike in Broomall. What up, Mike? Oh, back to there we go. Hey, Mike, how you doing, pal?
Hey, James, what's happening, man? How are you?
Man, I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
Hanging in there. What's up, team? How you guys doing today?
Doing great, Mike.
Nice. I'm definitely down to sign Jordan Montgomery, man. Yeah, you know, you hear about the Tyron Walker injury. I just hope it's not the start of something bad.
Yeah, and especially with Walker, too. We've had so many, you know, it's just been like a constant stream of this, you know, where it's either upset with his role or, you know, not ready or can't pitch in the first inning or this or that. It's just at no point it's been like, Tyron's got this.
No, it's not been smooth sailing.
Yeah, it really hasn't.
So, but yeah, I'm definitely down to sign Jordan Montgomery. And you know, this definitely excited for the full season just in general, man. It's just, it's going to be
a
great ride.
I'm so pumped, Mike.
I'm down to win the division too this year, man. I think they can do it too. I think they made enough improvements. I don't like that they traded Jake Cave, but, you know, I get it. I understand, you know, Rojas is going to be in center and Pache, and, you know, you have guys in Merrifield. So you have the guys in the,
Yeah, left-handed bat is a thing, though. Like, you know, to your point, and that was something Bob Nightingale mentioned in the same article where he talked about their being in on Montgomery, was that the Phillies are still out there looking for a left-handed bench bat, which you need. You know, I mean, that's the one from a roster construction spot, you know, they don't really have. Mike, you want to give us a who or what doesn't get enough respect?
Yeah, I'm like, great basketball this weekend. So I don't know if you guys were talking too much basketball.
How great was it? I thought guys, so much better than most years. Like I thought it was. There were a high preponderance of good games.
The Oakland game was fun.
Oregon game went to double overtime. The
Colorado
game last
made
night.
It a game yesterday.
Yeah, Colorado won.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On a last shot against Florida the time before, too. There were a lot of great games. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, the Houston game was good last night. After that, I turned on ESPN and the girls' Stanford game. I was watching a lot of the girls' stuff, too. The girls' Stanford game was on. Stanford Iowa State was on last night.
Yeah,
that was a good game.
It's been a great tournament of our tournaments so far. Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. All right, Mike, what do you got?
Teachers.
So it was already said. Someone screwed up and took it as a second answer. Otherwise, it would have been a winner, probably.
How about Jonesy for the Flyers?
Sure. Yeah. I think he's getting appreciated.
One time he did a pregame with us for an Eagles game. We're going years ago when we used to do the pregame. It took us an hour and 15 minutes to get through the parking lot.
I'm sure.
Jonesy is very much respected.
Very much respected.
People love him.
Yeah. All right. Let's do what we do every single day at this time. I want to say the time's yours is sponsored by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's see what we got today.
Can we say off Rojas is back? He batted 302 last year, 149 at bat in the regular season. Nobody brings that up. 14 stolen bases. Remember a guy 2 years ago, Bryson Scott, everybody was on his back. We have enough firepower, we can let him grow into it. By June, July, he'll be ripping the ball and stealing the bases, man. Time's yours.
I hope so. The stolen base thing I think is important. We don't mention enough that he can contribute on the base pass from that perspective, but You know, I just...
I'm thrilled that he's starting. I mean, I just am. I want it... You know, to me, his defense is his best offense.
Yeah, I will just... And I agree with that. But I will say, Bryson Stott was the 14th pick in the draft. Bryson Stott was someone who we always thought was going to hit at some point. Yeah. Like, Rojas might not ever be able to hit at the major league level. He might, and I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
And he's already an all-time great Phillies defensive outfielder from the jump. But it is absolutely possible that this guy can't pick up spin and will never hit at the major league level. That is an outcome that is possible.
It's also absolutely possible that the only place he can learn to pick up spin better is here. At the major league level.
No question. It's a really fair point.
I want to be the first one to say that I heard that Joe DeCamera will be in next Monday. It's also April Fool's Day. Time's yours.
Ah, it's a good point. Yeah. You can never... That's funny, actually. But you can never predict that Joe will be here on a Monday. Like, it's just... Maybe he will, maybe he won't.
Oh, Jimmy, what are you doing over there? Bringing up Jason Kelce praise in the fullback position. You're going to have Richie bawling his eyes out over there.
That was good work, right?
This
there.
Is really.
That's not right.
Good. That was good. You do love the running back. Like, it is, as someone who, Rhea, Joe, Wechter, and I, like, we get to, like, see your face. Normally, you know, you're on the radio, don't see the face.
You light up.
You do. Every time any sort of thing about, like, you get to dive in.
It's like your fourth child.
It's so funny. Your face gets like this, like, you're like beaming.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't realize that. Yeah. It is sad what's happening to running back.
Hey, we're turning it around.
That's the room
I was in. Forefront of it.
Yes. Yes.
All right. One more.
The camera, you're very critical of Devin being 2 minutes late, yet you miss a full day every month. Where I work, they call that unreliable. This will reflect in your annual review. Time's yours.
I'm bad point right
Great
there.
Point.
Yeah, I like where your head's at. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I'm still trying to figure out what is more shocking, that you nailed the 79%. So our poll today with the Taiwan Walker injury, you know, do the Phillies need to sign Jordan Montgomery? That you nailed that 79% of people said yes, the exact number, nailed it correct. Or... is that shocking that you nailed it, or is it more shocking that there's 21% of people who said no? Like, what's the argument to not sign?
Phillies fans.
Right. Like, maybe. It's like Mets fans chiming
Yankees
in.
Yankees fans
yeah,
who
probably
want
right,
them.
But
yeah.
it's
trying
just
to undermine
it
the
is
poll.
Not 21%. No. Anything. It is surprising. I feel like it's just to your point. You said before, like, that sometimes the fates just align and there is a move that makes sense for everyone. And it just feels like the way this has played out with the whole Taiwan Walker thing the whole time, like that we were already talking about Jordan Montgomery, and any argument against it went away as soon as Taiwan got hurt.
Yeah, this is gift wrapped. Let's not overthink it. Bring Jordan Montgomery in. We have let's keep focusing on this idea that we could do this sixth starter. But by the way, we are very talented and very deep. If we go get Jordan Montgomery and Taiwan Walker's able to
come back,
figure out the shoulder discomfort. Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, then we're getting And again, we know how much depth at pitching matters. Like,
yes.
It's just every single year, these guys are going to miss time. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to need a rest. Like, these starts will matter. Like, especially in a year where we're talking about a team that's trying to, you know, get over that division hump and, you know, win more games than the Braves. Like, those games are going to matter. The difference between 95 and 100 could matter. Between 90 and 95 could matter. And, you know, every outing you get from those guys matters. And then on top of that, the bullpen. Remember one thing Rob Thompson brought up when we met with him down in Clearwater was how excited he is about the length that he's going to be able to get from his starters and that hopefully get so that early on they can kind of ease the bullpen into the year and they can get, you know, give them time to really get in and not overuse them. Like Spencer Turnbull as your fifth starter start the season with Christopher Sanchez coming off as they told us the flu and not going to go deep to start the season. Like you have the potential to start your season where you're putting your bullpen at a disadvantage to start the season that could have repercussions all season long. So it is there's a lot of little
Don't
factors.
Don't dig that hole for yourself.
Have you ever heard of the flu? Like real, John, is that ever like as a player? Did you ever get the flu and be knocked out for like just weeks?
No.
It's football, so I doubt it. Yeah, I mean, but I'm with you. I've
never heard of it before.
I feel like I've heard of the flu kind of ravaging a clubhouse
I've
and stuff.
I've heard of that.
But in terms of it setting them back as far as it seems like they have, it is surprising. It does feel like the way they talked about it when we were down there, both Dombrowski and Thompson, it was almost like the flu set them back a month or whatever. It's like, what?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so I do get it with the worst possible timing for it. It's all about building up arm strength and getting your body where it needs to be. And look, that's my biggest concern. The only reason I kind of against Jordan Montgomery prior that I was at is that I just don't think he's going to come in and be able to help you right away. I think it's going to take him time to ramp up, time to get his arm right and all that. So it's a little funky with that, Rhea, but it's a great point. Like, I'm surprised at how much of an issue this flu thing has been.
What kind of time frame are we expecting? Like, what's the frame of reference for a pitcher to go from where he's been?
I don't know how deficient, exactly. You know,
how in shape has he been staying?
Yeah, I would guess like a few weeks for
them
to kind of get back.
Like, based on the picture that I've seen repeatedly, this is the type of pitcher who might have issues with staying in shape. I don't know that, but does that mean it takes longer for him to get back to where he's feeling top notch?
Possible.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Let's get one more call in here. Let's go to Springfield and talk to Keith. Hey, Keith.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Holiday today, no Joe.
No Joe day, better than a snow day.
I love it, man.
Love it, man. What's on your mind, Keith?
First of all, I'm just kind of wondering about the whole culture in the Phillies locker room. I mean, you got people telling they want to bring people in, and then other players we're expecting a ton from this year. I'm all on getting anybody else to make this team better. Hold them accountable. Get them competing, man.
Me too. And look, we just heard that clip from Matt Strom talking about why he came back here, and you know, one of the big things he mentioned is like, I've never been a part of a clubhouse like this, and that matters.
Right. Good culture is bringing great players.
Totally. Yeah, I'm with you, Keith.
Yep. Still worried about the Eagles there, too, but we don't need to get into that today.
Keith, you got who or what doesn't get enough respect?
Yeah. How about single parents? You know, Rhea, definitely
props to you. That's a great answer right there. But single parents as well.
Just for the record, I'm not a single parent.
His dad is very much involved.
Right. So.
Yeah, but I do think
I don't want to get a phone call after
no,
the show.
I do think single parents, though, are
absolutely
a great answer. I always say to
100%.
We have a 5-year-old, and between two of us, we can barely handle it.
It's not easy. Yeah.
All right, so we got being a winner. I think there are, I have five clear answers that are ahead, and I will mention fullback just to be nice to you, John, but it's really four. I think the on-the-nose answer, Rodney Dangerfield, is a good answer. Who or what doesn't get enough respect? Then the ones that are a little more, you know, deep and thoughtful. Blue-collar workers was said. Veterans, which was said, which is a massive one, and then single parents there at the end. Which of those ones kind of jump out to you?
Veterans.
Me too. Me too.
And I get the third on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, we're no slight to single parents who I respect so much what you do.
Nope.
I think veterans, the clear winner today. Great stuff. Congratulations to Sean. He'll be joining us at the Phillies game. Of course, more chances to win the rest of this week as it's coming up, man. It's exciting.
Awesome.
Phillies baseball this week, buddy. Let's go.
Look at it outside, too.
It's nice.
Starting to feel like it's bright and
don't look at
shiny.
The temperature.
Here we go. Yeah, that's why inside
side
is easier. Yeah,
the sun.
It's almost baseball weather.
Yep.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Joe will probably be here. We're counting on him. We'll see what happens. But either way, he should be here, and we'll set you up. Of course, Wednesday at Villanova. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, and then opening day on Thursday. So stick with us. Hugh and Joe coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.